It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The other piece of breaking Browns news that happened about 10 o'clock today is not the kind of breaking Browns news you ever want to talk about, and that's that Mike Hall Jr. has been arrested for domestic violence in a domestic violence dispute. And if you're out there and if you are a survivor of domestic violence, the things that he's accused of are going to come up in this conversation. This is a pretty triggering thing.
It
so
is, yeah.
Understand if you want to maybe mute us and turn us down for a minute here. But it is alleged in an alleged argument between Mike Hall Jr. and the mother of his 11-year-old daughter, also involving the mother of his daughter's mom herself, and that Mike Hall Jr. is accused of punching the door of a second-floor bedroom. He also allegedly retrieved one of his two handguns and pressed the firearm against her temple and threatened to end her life. And so there's a couple other things here, but that's the brass tacks of what he's being accused of. I know you're going to hear a lot of the updates on the legal wranglings of this, but I think immediately you go to the Browns bringing in a guy like Mike Hall Jr. was a late second rounder for a reason, mm-hmm. and some of it was maybe his work ethic, some of it was off the field concerns. And so I don't know anyone can sit here and say, I'm surprised by these allegations specifically. But I think when you realize that Mike Hall Jr. had first-round talent and fell to the late second round for a reason, this is part and parcel with why you were able to take Mike Hall Jr. where he was drafted with, 52nd pick by the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, and that's sort of why you hope that these things are not going to rear their ugly head. And again, this is a report. It's... nothing's proven at this point. It sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And what are you supposed to say? Those allegations, if they're true, are egregious, and he's not going to be a Cleveland Brown.
Well, but I think you bring up a great point. They are allegations. You can read triggering allegations that have some varying degree of truth. So this is a process that kind of has to play out here. People like to conflate legal terms with how we process things in real time, like due process. That's a legal term. So there are going to be people who do not give due process to the situation, whether they have firsthand experience with domestic violence or whether they don't. I mean, I don't think you need to have firsthand experience to be appalled by these allegations and what he was arrested for.
No.
But there is, you know, the good thing now about what the NFL does, as opposed to where this was a decade ago, the NFL does have more things in place when somebody gets accused and arrested for domestic violence, including the commissioner's exempt list, where it's basically exempt with pay. So you get put on the list until basically investigations go through. There's a few different ways, but basically at any point, the league, once they look into this, can put Mike Hall Jr. on the exempt with pay list. So he would not be able to play or practice, but he would be able to work out, attend meetings, do all those kind of things on the commissioner's list. I would be surprised if this thing goes without him visiting that list, even for a short amount of time. But there's the legal part of
that. That's the place where he's going to end up.
Well, and listen, it is, because I think anytime we say, well, these are allegations, people jump to, well, they could not be true. And that is 100% fair. That the truth is, none of us were here that night. Him being arrested, him being charged is basically the police saying we have strong suspicion to believe that these accusations are true. But at the same point, the league has created this commissioner's exempt list to where guys are not going to lose out financially because of allegations. Mm-hmm. And it also should be noted, he doesn't need to be convicted or have found guilty of these things to be suspended. Basically, yeah. I got to say, the NFL, who is pretty wonky about a lot of stuff, does a really good job of spelling this out. You guys can actually Just Google if you'd like more information on this, about the NFL's domestic violence policy. But there's the legal side of this, which has begun, and then there's what does it mean for the Browns and what does it mean for Mike Hall Jr.?
It's weird because, like, this is such a serious allegation. To even talk about, like, football seems kind of like it's not that big a deal is the point compared to what's alleged here. But we have to talk about it because it's going to affect the Cleveland Browns because this dude ain't going to be on the roster. Well, he'll be on the roster on this exempt list, but he's not going to be playing week one. There's no way.
I think there is a way. I think the NFL has shown that there are ways this could be handled. So the NFL side of this can go one of two ways. They can either wait until the legal case is completely handled, which could take months,
mm-hmm.
and they could also wait, or they could also just rule effective now and just have him on the exempt list for any amount of time. I don't expect the Browns necessarily to do something because the NFL, this is more of an NFL issue, but it's interesting you say that about, you know, I think sometimes people jump right to what is fair in the situation to mm-hmm. read those allegations and immediately say, he'll never play for the Cleveland Browns again. He'll never do ... again. And that's just not necessarily how this situation works. I think we match our emotions with the level of what is accused, and we immediately go to, well, how could the Browns have brought this guy in? And the reality is the Browns have taken on. Perrion Winfrey was one. He's come and gone. His career looks to be over.
Yep. They've taken chances on guys. I mean, because, like, it's value.
Yes.
You're getting a guy at a lesser price because there's baggage. That's the only way to put it.
Well, and what because I think the Browns probably are going to get some backlash on this, and understandably, again, the allegations against Mike Hall Jr. are horrifying if you read them, but they are just allegations. Until anything else happens, they are just allegations. But all this being said, I don't necessarily look at the Browns and go, oh, what a joke. Oh, how could this organization do this? Because I think there's no organization that doesn't have or doesn't take chances on guys with, as you said, baggage. So does it make me happy to hear this about Mike Hall Jr.? No. There's also a part of me, though, as an optimist that hopes this is a great wake-up call for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he did or didn't do any of the things that were said, clearly you were in a situation that...
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That brought about pretty consequential charges against you and your name. So my hope is that he can look at this and go, whether you did this or not, oh, I can't put myself in that situation again.
But something put you in that spot.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, your decisions, it doesn't always have to be your fault for your decisions to have led you to be in a spot that leads to this exact situation. It's just the reality of the situation. But, like, I don't automatically go, I bleep the Browns on that. Because the reality is, like, guys, this is how the sausage is made.
You're not wrong.
There's not all 53 guys are guys you're going to like or want to hang out with or feel good about. And that is literally with every team in the country. And by the way, not just football. It's in baseball. It's in the NHL. It's in literally every sport. Some guys don't like other people. Some guys are difficult personalities. That's the reality. And so if the Browns had built their bedrock off a bunch of chances that didn't work out, and they were bad because of it, I think it's tougher to stomach as a fan. But I think when you realize that there are guys who have pretty incredible character in that locker room, like, to me, those become, when you have good leaders, when you have the Joel Bitonios, when you have the Njokus and the Mileses and the Denzels, the guys who have, you know, 5, 10, 12 years in the NFL, good family men like Wyatt Teller, right, seems to be. When you bring in guys who are considered risks, I actually think you're giving them a chance. Like, just because guys have baggage.
I'm fine with guys having second, third, fourth chances, yes, and opportunities. I don't believe, you know, unless you're doing something horrific or did something horrific. I'm not opposed to, like, hey, the guy did some crazy stuff or had a rough time, got through it, and here he is, right? And now he's a fifth round pick or fourth round pick.
Well, and I think with the Browns, because you've had the same leadership for a significant period of time, now going on 5 years, because you do have guys who've been the bedrock of that locker room for 5, 7, 8 years, that's where I want guys with baggage to go, because it gives them a chance. And even now, like, Mike Hall is going to have guys in that locker room that he can go, man, I can't believe this happened. Whatever happened, I can't believe this happened. How do I make this good? Or how do I don't want to say get out of this, because that has a different connotation. But that's the thing. That's what I fall back on in situations like this. I don't know what happened. There are allegations. He's been arrested. This is a very serious situation. And yes, ultimately, it could bring about the end of Mike Hall's career before it really truly begins. And that would be, that'd be a significant waste of his talent and the last 20 years of his life, what he's worked to. You could also say that's kind of what happens when you make decisions that put you in these kind of situations. At the same point, I think sometimes people go, like, the Deshaun thing's different to me because that's the face of your franchise. When you bring him in, it's impossible to give that guy any chance to have time to figure himself out because there's such intense scrutiny there. But, like, yeah, when you have a guy like Mike Hall who's accused of this domestic dispute and domestic violence, I would imagine a guy in Deshaun who in his own way has gone through the ringer might have some perspective on this. And guys in that locker room who were once 20-year-old kids who have made bad decisions might have some perspective on this. So it's unfortunate. You said, I don't know he'll be out there week one. I think that's a fair, I don't know for right now. But I think it's as true as I don't know.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.